The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda on SAFM. You're listening to the National Pulse, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m.
And as you would know, every Friday, just after the news, considering we talk about everything that affects the National Pulse, I can't think of something that affects the National Pulse more than being lazy right now. Some may complain about everybody else being lazy. But in fact, my guest as part of this fireside chat feature is, in fact, the lazy Makoti. Which one do you know her better as? Mohau Sheshwene, this professional cook, who's this award-winning author who's delivered a cookbook with this fancy title called The Lazy Makoti, or, you know, do you know her just outside of that title? But either way, good of you two to join us, and we're going to spend about, I think, 45 minutes or so. Anyway, up to 6 o'clock, yeah. Talking about all things lazy.
All things lazy.
Now, let me ask you this. You had a choice of choosing 4 or 5 different topics. It is up to you, right? Why did you choose a topic that wants us females and males to confirm certain things that we are just downright lazy about and we just unashamedly admit it? Why do you choose that topic?
Well, as many of you may know, I started a business called The Lazy Makoti. And the rationale behind this business was teaching people how to cook. So people who didn't previously know how to cook, specifically how to cook traditional South African meals. But the one thing I'd have happen all the time is a fiancé coming, buying a voucher for his fiancé, trying to get them to learn how to cook. This is someone that they've dated for years and years and years, and they've always been okay with the fact that they can't cook. Now, all of a sudden, they'd like them to be able to cook.
So it touched a nerve.
It really does touch a nerve. And some of those ladies are like, no, this is me. This is me. I don't cook. This is the one thing that I don't do. Unashamed about it. And yeah, he's just going to have to love me this way.
And I mean, is it true that, I mean, the book, The Lazy Makoti, in fact, was a confession from yourself as well, because you fall into the same category of like being lazy to cook or what?
No, actually, no? How the business happened, it was inspired by a friend of mine who asked me to first give her the cooking lessons.
Right.
And she would also say, she was due to get married, I don't want my in-laws to call me the lazy Makoti just because I can't cook. And that's how it kind of happened.
Isn't it amazing? Okay, now we're not exactly talking about cooking, just so that people know that. But I'm not saying we won't talk about cooking.
Yeah.
Perhaps just give us the pitch again. What are we going to be talking about today?
So today we are talking the one thing, house chores that you just don't do. You've accepted that this is not my thing. I just don't cook, or I just don't iron, or I just don't clean, whatever it is. And I'm unashamed about it. I'm just not going to do it. It's the one thing you refuse to do.
You just admit, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, amongst us, we've had Chumi's already, our sports anchor said she just hates ironing, right?
Yeah.
I've already said that I do not like to hang the washing, right? I'm fine with starting the washing machines, and the dustbin's also fine.
The easy part.
The washing part, the hanging the washing is a nuisance and bringing it down. Yeah. I should admit as well that I also, because someone else said the same thing, I hate washing cars. That was a long time ago, and that I strategically decided for me to spend 2 hours to wash a car, I pay to get it washed, I can do something far more productive for me. But that's me, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what about you?
I too have a confession.
Please go ahead.
We're all kind of in the same boat. It has to do with laundry. I hate any and everything associated with laundry. Getting it washed, sorting it, ironing it, hanging it, everything that's got to do with laundry, I'd rather someone else does it.
Is that your number one?
Yeah. It really is. I'd rather be in the kitchen.
But you'd wear the clothing, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what about you as the audience? I mean, you have a thought on well, not a thought. Of course you have. What is it about you that you are so lazy about that, you know, it's obvious. Your whole family knows about it. It's like ridiculous. Maybe even opening the door when the bell rings or something like that. Whatever it is that you're just unashamed about admitting it. And if that's the case, tell me. And you can call in right away, 086-000-2032 to voice note or text. You can do that too, 0614-104-107. What is it? In fact, let me extend that. So to pick up on that point of the lazy Makoti, the daughter-in-law. So to the males, are you in that situation where your wife, now we're not going to get into trouble with this, your wife, so your the Makoti, is so lazy and what is it that she's lazy about that she's been very clear about. The laundry is a given. But I mean, let me flip it around. Even for the females in addressing the males here, what is it that your partner, your spouse, it could even be your son or your brother, whoever, that they're so lazy, it is just embarrassingly so, that they are so, so lazy. But I want you to tell me their story, okay? If you want to be anonymous, that's also fine. Like, you know, in voting, your vote is a secret. But either way, your story's not a secret. You can certainly tell us. You can tell us right away about that, okay? Right. In fact, just to tell you so, and just to show you, there's a couple of people responding, and it seems to be clothes is the issue. Mm. Folding clothes, no. Says Khonsi Fulela, that's one. There's another, Ashraf from Bonga. In Katlehong, I'm very challenged by house cleaning, but everything else is a no-brainer to me, like doing washing manually. The washing machine is available, okay? Sure. Ironing, cooking, and gardening. Thanks. So Bonga's okay with everything else, but the house cleaning part is a big issue. And I think there's a couple of callers we'll pick up as well. So in your experience, okay, so you and your, let's go back to you and your laundry, yeah. Right? How have you overcome this nuisance of having to deal with the laundry, even though it just irritates you and you're so lazy about it?
I believe in outsourcing. If you can outsource it, just do it. Whether it's taking it to the laundry or having someone come in and do it, I'd rather outsource it. Like I said, I'll be in the kitchen making something amazing, but don't call me when it's time to do the laundry.
Well, I tell you what, that's why. I mean, by the way, many may know, we celebrated Eid a few days ago, just after Ramadan. And it's amazing how things have changed now. Mm-hmm. That before you have all these fancy plates, right? And now even as a family, it's like, no, you get fancy paper plates, disposable paper plates. But they're fancy. They look nicer than the plates that you would have in your own kitchen or whatever. And like, because it's disposable, you know why? Nobody wants to wash it. Nobody wants to even push in the dishwasher. Nobody wants to deal with it. So there's a market for that.
That is such a great idea. Yeah. Fancy plates that nobody has to wash. Yeah. I love that.
You throw in a disposable, but they're really good. Okay, let's get another call. Because, I mean, people wanting to talk about, they want to get it off their chest. It's like absolute confession time about just how lazy they are. We got V in Cape Town. Hi, V.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good to connect with you. Right. Give me your lazy story.
Everything domestic, I suppose. My fiancé would testify to this.
Everything
domestic, yeah. Be it washing dishes, cooking, the laundry, just about all of it.
And how do you overcome your everything? Because it seems like it's now a common thing. With just about every one of us, right? Why is it not an election party issue? But anyway, yeah, how do you overcome that problem, V?
I invest in people that can assist me all around those things.
The words people use, oh my goodness. I mean, we've had the lazy Makoti saying she outsources. You say, I invest in people. Like,
we create employment.
Amazing stuff. Okay. Any advice you want to give her in the investing in people?
Listen, I believe in investing in people. We're creating employment. We're adding to the economy. So
absolutely.
I support that.
Absolutely. I tell you what, there should be a lazy party. Let's see if a lazy party wins an election next time around. Good chatting to you. Thanks for the call. All right. Good fun. Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, certainly from the partners, what about you telling us about your partners? What are they lazy at? And you're just so irritated about that.
Let's not cause trouble on a Friday.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should change the topic. Well, let's get some voice notes too, right?
Good afternoon, guys. Ashraf and your guest there. I hate washing dishes. When I'm home, I don't do that. It's only when I'm outside alone that I don't have a choice. Washing dishes, taking off washing from the washing line. I don't have a problem to do the washing, but the problem is to take it off and the ironing.
You sound just like me. I mean, what's the difference?
But taking it off takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think for me, putting it on is a pain. Taking it off, hanging it in the first place is finding the pegs and getting them matched up and make sure there's not too much wind. No, man, like really, you can't wait to get done. But there's more, right? Let me get another.
I am so lazy to make boiled milk tea.
No, man. He's
Tea.
lazy to make boiled milk tea.
That takes even shorter.
No, man. I'm disappointed in you, man. I just love boiled milk coffee. In fact, I make it all the time, right? No, man.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's real lazy.
I hope you don't get someone saying I'm lazy to get out of bed. I don't want to hear that story. But anyway, let's hear another.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ashraf, and to lazy Makoti, Nagi lazy Mkwenyana. You see, this thing of cooking. I bought mealie-meal, I think 2 weeks ago. I still have it. I haven't opened it. I'm lazy to cook. I used to do cross-border to the DRC. I couldn't cook. I had to eat, bread and tinned beef. The thing of cooking, no, not for me. Not for me. Good afternoon, everyone.
Oh, there we are. Cross border to the DRC. I mean, he's not lazy to travel thousands of kilometers, but certainly lazy to do that as well. Okay, further thoughts, further comments. Let's hear it. And perhaps if you've got some like really unique stories, now you make it, you make the pitch to them.
Yeah.
Announce it. Yeah, what tell us.
So basically, we're looking for the one thing that you are unashamed about. Everybody who knows you knows that this one thing you're just not going to do. No matter what, there isn't enough money in the world that we could offer you to do this one chore.
Yeah, there we are. What
Yeah.
is that?
What
You
is
tell us
it?
right away. Preferably take your calls 086, because we're having fun on a Friday afternoon. It is a fireside chat. 086 000 2032. And then voice notes or text 0614 104 107. You can also tweet, by the way, on the Twitter or X platform. Use the, in fact, you can tag me, Ashraf Garda, tag the Lazy Makota, you'll find her, tag SFM Radio, and use the hashtag the National Pulse. But whatever it is, tell us what you're lazy about. Tell us what your spouse or your partner's lazy about. And maybe, is that a family trait that your family is known for that with other families? Like, I mean, I know sometimes people say this family always comes late. So, okay, maybe that's technically not lazy, but I suppose it is lazy
It
in a way
is, it
because you just
is.
can't get done.
That is my pet peeve. You know what? We do need late people to explain to us once and for all what happens. Do you not have a watch? Does it
Yeah.
not work? What
Because it's
happens
not a
that you're always
one-off.
late?
How are they, how do they get their times so wrong so often? Paul from Mangaung will take your call after this.
The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda.
I'm chatting to the lazy, not so lazy, lazy Makoti, but not about foods. We're certainly talking about all things lazy and getting you to confess about what is it that you are just so ridiculously, unashamedly lazy about. And everybody knows it. The whole family knows about it. And then, yeah, tell us what it is. But also, your partner, your spouse, if you want to tell us about them, as long as you're okay with them telling us about you. Either way, we're just having fun on this fireside chat on a Friday afternoon. Paul from Mangaung, hello.
Yes, I shall fire you.
Okay, the lazy Paul, go ahead. What are you lazy
No,
about?
actually, this one is a very active Paul. It's not lazy.
Okay.
Yeah, myself, I can do the coffee. I
Yeah.
can do the cleaning. I can do the ironing. Actually, I iron myself. I'm very strict on ironing. I iron myself.
No creases.
No, those stories of asking somebody, my wife, she tried, I said, leave it, I will do it myself.
Now,
And the lazy people, man, let me tell you, the lazy people, if you want to
but
see
wait,
that
before we
picture,
go to the
they're
lazy,
lazy.
before we go to the lazy people, I want to know about them in a minute. So you're saying you're not lazy at all? I mean, no, man, that can't be. Is there nothing about you
Myself,
that's lazy?
myself, I'm not lazy at all because I can even ask my children to lift up their feet, I mop the floor.
We
need
like your
you.
family.
Sure.
No?
We need you to appear
I do
before the
have two kids.
TRC.
I do have two kids, a boy and a girl. I stand up, I make my coffee. They can even ask themselves, can I have a cup of coffee? I do a cup of coffee for them.
Okay. No laziness. Why are you not so
Okay.
lazy? I mean, what is it about you that has developed your personality and characteristics to make you not so lazy? I mean, has there been a discipline that was put in, I don't know, were you in the army? Were you somewhere? What was it?
My mom, she was very strict about the deadness. I started to wash my socks and my aunt when I was still a baby. My wife, she don't wash my underwear. We don't have a washing machine. She don't wash my underwear in a washing machine. Socks is I wash myself.
Okay.
Tell you.
And this has stayed with you now. And your
yes.
And the rest of your family? You know, your if you have family, your siblings, if your children, how big are they? I mean, are they lazy or are they not lazy?
Oh, they are lazy. If you want to see a lazy person, just go and pee on his car or her car. It's full of papers, bottles, and all those things. Everything is on the floor.
But now, wait, who's who, that's your who? That's your?
It's the lazy people, like my cousin. My cousin does that. Yeah.
How come you didn't sort them out, man?
You see, if you try to train them, still it's like you are blackmailing them. Lazy people, they believe so. They say, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it to the car wash. It's clean today, tomorrow it's dirt again.
Oh, okay. You want to add to that?
What about your kids? Well, how come you didn't train your kids to be just like you?
No, my kids, I try to train them that when you wake up, before you do anything, you make your bed. After that, you go and wash. You make yourself lookable. It doesn't matter what you wear. But first of all, you must wash yourself, brush your teeth. You understand?
And they do and they do that?
Yeah, they do that, but they take time to adopt. You understand what I'm saying? But it's a matter of keep on reminding them, did you wash yourself? Did you wash your mouth? Yeah. If he or she's doing hairstyle, did you check yourself on the mirror? Immediately when I say, did you look at yourself in the mirror? They know that they didn't do something that it's nice for them.
What about your wife or your partner? What about that person?
Now, sometimes I distance myself because of these rights, and you control me, so I just keep quiet.
Which means your influence is not absolute, right?
No, it's not 100%.
You can sort yourself up, but you can't fix others up.
But my kids, I don't do mistakes.
And besides, you know, you mentioned your cousins, right? What's the one thing about other people that are lazy that just, you can't take it, man. Like, you just can't take it.
You see, like, if I see, you see, every trousers with a pleat, it needs a line. Somebody who's wearing a trousers without line, why have a pleat? I just feel like it's me. Feel like I can undress him and say, let me help you iron and then you wear.
We should all send our trousers to you to iron.
No problem.
Yeah, you can do the whole world, man. Yeah. All right. Thanks for that call.
Thank you.
Interesting call. Brother. So I was telling you, you want to add to that?
No, I was saying, you know what else is interesting? The things that people do to get out of that chore that they hate.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who hates cooking, and she will always do like crazy things like oversalt the dish so that you never, ever ask her ever.
Okay. Yeah.
It's interesting the things people will do to get out of that chore that they hate.
Okay. Well, the next call, you'll take it. You're not lazy to do that, right?
No, I'm not.
Just checking up as well. Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, this just struck me now because I'd forgotten about it, that I'm lazy to drive long distances. I tend to fall asleep after an hour and a half of driving. My eyes get sleepy. My wife's got to keep me awake, number one. So anything beyond an hour and a half or so, I'm like,
it's too much
man.
For you.
So no, really, like Midrand's far, Pretoria. I mean, Pretoria is very far, long distance. Beyond that, it's a problem.
That is so typical. I don't know if you want to call it people.
But is that lazy or is that something else?
It is lazy. Pretoria is just here.
I know it is.
I make the trip to Polokwane like all the time. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Polokwane is like another world for me. No, I would go by. In fact, I've been to Polokwane by plane, just to tell you that. When they opened up the airport, that fancy airport at the time of the World Cup. Remember that?
I can't believe that. That's like a 40-minute flight.
I know. I went by plane. No, I went for work. Just so you know, I had to go in and come back very, very quickly. But I mean, clearly those things have been done. Let's see if we have another. In fact, we've got a series of voice notes that let me see if I can pick that up. And really, is there something that's absolutely unusual? And the fact that you are lazy in certain things, and how does the family cope? So I have to say, let me get to those voice notes that we, let me pick up that. Here's one.
Good evening, everyone. It's Dorothy from Durban, washing pots. I can't wash pots. I just can't. I'll wash anything else but a pot. No, I can't. Thank you. Have a lovely evening and thanks for a good show.
Oh, yeah. Washing everything else but a pot.
That's a no-no. Yeah, okay, a cousin of mine will shove them in the oven and then the next day they'll be waiting for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's another.
Good afternoon, Ashram, with the lazy Makoti. My name is Happy. I'm not ashamed of cleaning. I'm not ashamed of this. I don't like shining pots. You can make me cook the whole day, but not shining pots. I'd rather call someone else to shine them, then I start cooking. Thank you.
That is such a business. I mean, everybody outsources. You're the first one that outsources.
Looks like there's a business idea there.
Everybody.
Washing pots.
Yeah, just pot washer. There's another.
Hi, guys. Me, I'm lazy to eat. I don't know why. I don't like food. I eat once a day.
No, hot man. No, man. No, man. We can't even get there. Let's rather get the news headlines. It's 5:30 with Greg. Okay, that's it. So you have a good weekend. No show tonight, right? I know that. Friday.
Yeah, no show tonight. We'll be back next week.
Bottom line, the markets are lazy on a Friday. I've certainly got that. Jimmy, great chatting to you. We'll do it again on Monday with the MoneyWeb market update. What we do have is Mokgao Shishweni. She's a cook. She's known just like, I just love to handle the lazy Makoti. And we're talking about lazy people, lazy us, and what we're lazy about. But you know what? I'm not going to do this pitch. I want you to tell us again. Why are we talking about this and encourage people to share their lazy stories?
Yeah, we're looking for you to share all your stories about all those chores that you're unapologetically lazy about. This is the one thing that you're just not going to do. Nobody's ever going to get you to wash the dishes or cook or do some ironing. That's the one thing. This is the one place where you draw the line. Mm-hmm. Even when you meet a new person, you let them know, listen, I just don't cook, so
don't
even expect it. It's not happening.
Are you saying like in relationships, if people are, I mean, you know, they how soon before they own up about that sort of thing?
You know what? I think very early on, maybe not first date, but very early on, there's actually a thing called weaponized incompetence, which is when someone does a lot to get out of the chore. So think when you try to send someone to the shops and they always come back with the wrong thing so that you never ask ever again.
So just repeat, weaponizing?
It's called weaponized incompetence.
Oh, weaponized.
Yeah, men do it really well.
So explain that in English now. What does that mean in
practical? So weaponized incompetence is when your partner, most times your husband, will try to get out of a chore, and the one time that you ask them, they'll do it so badly that you never even think to ask.
They'll do it deliberately.
Deliberately. Weaponized incompetence, they do it deliberately so that you never ever ask again.
I have to admit this, and this is a confession.
Yeah,
I'm not lazy about this, but when it comes to things that you would consider manly, and that's another whole conversation which I don't really want to do.
Yeah.
But like, you know, changing of plugs,
yeah.
You know, fixing up sort of electrical connections along the way, finding out some serious problems in the home, then I always defer to the point to say, let's get the most competent person to do it. And the most competent is my wife, Jamila.
Really?
She's got a gift. She genuinely has a knack for fixing all these small issues. So sometimes you'll even get like, you'll get a plumber coming home because there's a problem, right?
Yeah.
And you know, people look at you like, ish, man, now we just said, and she'll say, well, I think we should try that. And it works. So I mean, we call her MacGyver. That should, for those who watch that old TV show from her, she's got it. So in that case, I'm not lazy about it, but I would tell her, honestly, give it to the most competent person to do. And you, in that case, you really are the most competent. And it's not weaponized incompetence. I mean, just
and how soon in the relationship did you face up?
No, she was, I mean, since I met her, I just knew that she had that gift. I mean, it was obvious, you know.
Amazing.
And the same applies to cars. If there's an engine problem, I think you should look at that, you know.
Ah.
She did. I mean, today I had a problem with my lights and car lights, and she suggested I had to speak to the mechanic on the phone. And she suggested it shouldn't be this. He needs to go to the source. And he then suggested that he's going to get some new globes. And she said, that's the problem. And then he called me back. He said, I've spoken to somebody else. And they said, no, we need to go and have this thing tested, which is exactly what my wife said. So I'm just saying, you get people like that in okay. certain fields. They're just brilliant. They're just brilliant at that. But anyway, having said that about the weaponized or weaponized incompetence. Oh, that's scary. There's voice notes that I want to play. Let me get them.
Hey, Ashraf, this is Ngapsi Tsipala. You know, I can do the washing. I don't mind doing laundry. I don't mind also doing dishes, washing them. I've got a problem with the folding of clothes to the wardrobe and also packing the dishes in the cupboard. I don't know what's happening with me. I really got a problem on that. Even the clothes that I was wearing during the day at work, the ones that I can wear them again, like your jacket and the likes. Now I don't take them to the wardrobe. I realize sometimes after some days that I've placed them somewhere, not in the wardrobe where they're supposed to be. And now I'll find maybe two, three of them there. So I'm lazy of doing that. I don't know why, because I think that is the easiest when you compete with the washing, with the laundry.
The laundry again, but he's got a problem with his... With packing, do you have a problem with that, packing your stuff in your cupboards?
No. Something that takes like literally 1 minute, put it on a hanger in the wardrobe. But it's funny that, you know, someone finds...
Yeah. So yeah. I don't have a problem with that because I, in fact, I need to have my clothes packed away.
Yeah.
And in combinations that I understand. So, but he's got a problem with that. How do you survive that? I mean, who's packing for him then in that case?
Maybe he has someone doing it.
Sure. No. Let's move on to another.
Good afternoon, Ashraf, and our guest there. Malasela here in Mpumalanga, but originally from Limpopo. Ashraf, I am practically lazy to do most of the things, you know, washing the dishes, doing my laundry, you know, the usual. But then I have to do those because I have to. Understand. But the one thing that I never do, I hate with all my passion, but I know how to do it, and if I do it, it's gonna be perfect. It's washing a car. You know, washing my car, I always take it to the car wash.
We want you to tell me the story, okay? Do you want to be anonymous? Thank you. That's also fine. Well, the car wash you mentioned, yeah. The car wash, I agree with you about outsourcing it, yeah.
But did you hear? He said, I know that if I do it, it's going to be perfect.
It'll be perfect.
I'm just imagining one of those people that take the car to the car wash and then complain.
Yeah.
Because he knows if he had done it, it would have been
perfect. And you know, here's that problem. And this applies to people in other serious work as well.
Yeah.
That when you want to tackle a project, you delay because it's not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you delay like a business case or a,
yeah.
Because it's not perfect. And you end up never, ever doing it because you're waiting for the perfection. So perfection is a problem as well.
It is.
Yeah. Let's get another voice note.
Afternoon, Asha. This is Magdalene from Bloom. Afternoon, the lazy Makoti. You know what? I'm so lazy to reach the funeral on time. I am lazy to can reach the funeral on time, definitely. I like to reach the funeral as it goes to the graveyard. Because the people like to talk lies about the deceased. Sometimes they don't even know the deceased, but they will talk lies at the pulpit or at the front there or at the stage. Magdalene from Bloom, thank you.
Magdalene made my day, man.
That's a new one. That's a different one.
So Magdalene is deliberately late for a funeral.
Yeah.
But do you agree with her story? Her motivation, I thought she's lazy, but she's not lazy. She's strategic about it.
Clearly, she has a very good reason. But yeah, I'm always early for everything, so I really can't relate.
Oh, you're late for a funeral. Deliberately, they talk nonsense about the people.
Okay. Lies.
Here's another. Hello, if gardening is part of the chores, then I guess it's gardening to me because I always fight with my girlfriend by letting the yard get too much grass from, I think it's Soyama, I think it is, right? And I can do washing, cleaning the house and cooking. One thing I truly hate is grocery shopping, Terrence. Okay, I'm fine with grocery shopping, but I must say, my wife has to send me pictures.
That is weaponized incompetence.
No, because I'm dumb. I don't
know.
No. Then I'll choose the stuff. She'll send me the pictures via WhatsApp and say, buy the Joko tea. It's that one there. Then I got it.
The Joko tea that you drink every day. Now you don't know it when you get inside the shop.
No, I don't drink that one. I drink the other one. So if she wants.
The National Pulse with Ashraf Garda. Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m.
I'm chatting to the Lazy Makoti about all things lazy, the lazy everything. What are you lazy about, male, female, or your partner? What are they lazy about? And it's unashamedly so when you're just open to talk about it. But there's a quarter, but I want you to take it. Go
yeah.
ahead.
Yeah. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, the Lazy Makoti. This is not the Lazy Makoti, but I can do everything. I love shining pots. I think I have to start a business, as you said, mm-hmm. to shine pots for people. Because when I go to people's homes, their pots are pathetic. You don't want to eat in that pot, from that pot. And sometimes people cook food in the pot that already got yesterday's food in it.
Are you judging
them? So I don't want to eat from that pot. But I love shining pots. I love doing everything. I'm like Jamila. I can fix the electrical cables. I can fix the stove. I can wire the stove. Any electrical I can do. Just wire my irons, do everything and anything. And I got no complaints. Only now, because of my age factor and my arthritis, I hate cleaning the freezer. That's the only thing I hate to do. But I can do everything from garden, from a man's job to a lady's job.
But those pots.
Thank you so much.
But those Have pots,
nice
just as well, you're anonymous, eh? You know, all the people who invited you are going to uninvite you now.
Hello?
Just
Hello?
As well, you're anonymous, because all the people who invited you to their functions are going to uninvite you now.
Yeah, do you judge them anonymous? Do you judge those dirty pots?
Yeah, no, I'm anonymous for the past 40 years on SAFM. Ashraf knows that.
No, but what I'm saying, I'm talking about your audience.
The lady from KZN.
Yeah, okay, I'm talking about the people who listen to, who you've just said that their pots are...
Filthy. Dirty. Yeah.
They're not going to invite you to their homes anymore.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind not going anymore. In my age factor, I don't like going to people's homes anymore.
Oh, well, there you are. Okay. There
yeah,
we are.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
You want to add to that?
Yeah, she should really start a business. I would love for someone to come shine my pots after I've cooked. Because I cook
imagine?
A lot.
Well, there you are. Absolutely. Okay, there's a couple of more. In fact, there's time for a few more calls. If you make it short and sharp, we've got about 4 minutes to go. There's lots of other texts and WhatsApps we can play. Part of this fireside chat we do every Friday. By the way, we'll have another, next week, sort of getting into serious election mode. I know that. But right now, and here's the point about laziness. Mm. I mean, has laziness compromised you? You know, like, and I don't know about other people. Like, you know, some they mention laziness, but does it also move into areas where it affects your productivity, it affects your career, it affects all things that you do?
I imagine that it can, you know, when procrastination moves into now lazy, I'd imagine that it can delay you. But I'm kind of grateful for laziness because that's how I got to start this business.
Yeah, yeah.
Because people were lazy to learn how to cook. And now here I am.
And now these people who are lazy to learn, are they still lazy? Well, I mean, they're taking your cookbook now, right?
Well, now I'd like to believe that I've made them better people who are not as lazy with the cookbooks, with the cooking lessons that I do. I'd like to think they're in a better place.
Well, so, in a better place for being less lazy. Yeah. There's another call. I think it's Malesela, but you can take it. Go ahead, Lazy Makoti.
Hello, Malesela.
Hi, I sent through a voice note in regards to me being lazy with the car wash. And by the way, yeah. Good afternoon, good evening, guys. I just wanted to add, and I haven't heard anyone that spoke about it. What's this? Being lazy to wash the blankets and the curtains and hang in the curtains. Guys, that thing, it takes you the whole day. And genuinely, honestly speaking, that's a havoc of a job for one to do, honestly speaking. And I'm surprised no one hasn't said anything about that. And I'm wondering if indeed are people enjoying doing that, because I definitely don't enjoy doing that at all.
Yeah,
I did it once and don't want to do it again.
Yeah. Okay, got that, yeah?
That reminds me of going home to Polokwane, where you get home and my mom is like, okay, all the curtains, all the blankets
December
have to be washed.
Time.
Yes.
December time. Most definitely.
Well, there you are.
That's
okay.
The worst.
Nice call, thank you. But that also falls on the laundry. I mean, laundry is like, what a business, man.
I think that's a different version of it. Imagine all the curtains that are so, so heavy for the entire house, and then all the blankets. Yeah, sure, yeah. That's one.
I mean, I know Aisha Pando, Naledi Pando's daughter, did the sweep south, right?
She owns
it, which is about. But that's cleaning up the house. I'm not too sure to what degree that's going to like laundry. I don't know.
I think they can do everything.
Sure.
Depending on what you pay for.
It's a serious business. It seems like it. Yeah.
But you see, there's money in solving the laziness problem. Clearly. Yeah.
Well, if you solve problems anyway in the world, then there's a market people will be willing to. They'll be willing to pay for it. I mean, have you heard like the craziest lazy story besides the one guy who said now that I'm lazy to eat? I mean, even in your conversation with other people?
I think the really crazy ones are the ones that are super easy to do, but like for some reason someone's really lazy about. Mm. You get into their room and everybody has that one chair that's filled with all the clothes that should be in the laundry basket. That will take like 1 minute to just put it in the laundry basket, but for whatever reason they're lazy to
and
even
nobody
do
wants
that.
To do it, yeah. Yeah. Just the last thing as we wrap up, I hope you had great fun here on this fireside chat.
I did.
Lazy Makoti. Just a serious question. Should people fight this compulsion to be lazy, or at this point it's like, that's me?
You know what? I think, like I said, I'm a big advocate for outsourcing. If you can, just outsource it. I mean, we all have that one thing that we just really lazy to do and you're not going to do it. I think I cook amazingly. I'm not trying to compete with anyone with the laundry, so I'm happy to outsource
and
just
outsourcing and then creating another alternate employment and growing the economy, and that's not a bad thing as well. Well, it's been great chatting to you, and in terms of your actual work as the Lazy Makoti, I mean that's champion like stuff, so well done to you. Absolutely.
Thank you.
There we are. We'll have another round of the Fireside Chat next week.